adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. The Board of Adjustment bylaws as Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. So the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty: 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties, 2, or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right. Thank you, Scott. All right. So before we begin tonight, let's do a review and action over the January 20th, 2020 meeting minutes. Board, if you had a chance to review that, and do we have any comments or motions?
No, I'd move that we accept the minutes as written.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
All right. All right. We'll proceed. So tonight, before we begin, if you plan to speak tonight, if you don't mind to stand and raise your right hand, and we'll swear you in. All right. Do you promise to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
All right. Thank you. All right, tonight's public hearing is 20-04A appeal, and we'll begin tonight with the applicant.
Okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You ready?
Scott, review.
So Michael Quinley is seeking to appeal the Planning Commission's denial of Division 3 Special Use Permit number 2012. The Division 3 Special Use Permit application sought Planning Commission approval of a private suite in the existing single-family home to be used as a bed and breakfast. On August 17, 2020, the Taney County Planning Commission denied the Division 3 Special Use Permit 2012 request by Mr. Quinley seeking approval for that private suite in the existing single-family home to be used as a bed and breakfast located at 130 Live Oak Lane, Reed Springs. Planning Commission motion to deny the application was based on not a single-family residence, and no commercial in the area, and that's the way it was platted. That's the way it should be. Mr. Quinley is requesting the Board of Adjustment to appeal and reverse the denial of Division 3 Special Use Permit 2012 to allow a private suite in that existing single-family home at 130 Live Oak Lane, Reed Springs, to be used as a bed and breakfast.
Okay.
So if we're zoomed way out here, this is where 160 and 248 meet. So right over here is the edge of the county. So you turn on Hampton Road, and I got the parcel highlighted. Just zooming in on the parcel. Does everybody know where we are? So, definition of bed and breakfast is a family home occupied as a permanent dwelling by the proprietor that contains no more than four guest rooms where lodging with or without meals is provided for compensation. And then in the special use section of 4.3, bed and breakfast special requirements, any business operation or establishment that falls under the definition of a bed and breakfast shall comply with the following conditions. So 4.3.1 is no more than four guest rooms can be provided under this special use permit procedure. 4.3.2 is parking shall be provided at the following rate, two off-street spaces plus one additional off-street parking space per lodging room provided. 4.3.3 is lodging can be provided on a short-term or long-term basis and still be termed a bed and breakfast. And I don't think it all... And then 4.3.4 states that the Planning Commission may, at their discretion, impose any additional conditions or stipulations during the application process.
Okay.
For some reason, that didn't transfer. So, again, your special use permit request has the following conditions of the A through F that you've seen before. The location and size of it and proposed relation to the site, accessibility to fire, police. They look at all these on every special use permit. These are the factors they look at for bed and breakfast. So, and I think you're familiar with looking at these in the past. So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would overturn the Planning Commission's approval of Division 3 Special Use Permit 2012, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Board of Adjustment. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2, compliance letter from Western Taney County Fire Protection District. 3, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax or tax number be provided. 4, no more than 4 guest rooms can be provided under the special use permit. 5, the parking shall be provided at the following rate, 2 off-street spaces plus 1 additional for our off-street parking space per lodging room provided. 6, lodging can be provided on a short or long-term basis and still be termed a bed and breakfast. And then 7, the Planning Commission may at their discretion impose additional conditions or stipulations that deem necessary. The Department of Revenue sales tax license was one of those such stipulations. And then the permit does not constitute a land use change and is there not for tied to the property and does not transfer as part of the property sale or ownership change. 10, this property where special use permitted is granted shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. 11, the conditions and restrictions of a special use permit are not complied with, the permit can be revoked by administrative decision. If the permit has been revoked, it can only be reinstated by the Planning Commission through the Division 3 process. 12, if the special use permit is not executed within a one-year period from the date of the approval or is discontinued for a period of 1 year or greater, it shall be considered abandoned and no longer executable. With the issuance of a certificate of compliance, a Division 3 special use permit will be issued and executed by the planning administrator. 13, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 14, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
All right. Thank you, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Hello. I'm Janine Quinley. Thank you for being here. And I'm going, I'm just going to read a little bit in that on denial letter that we received from the Planning Commission's motion, because there was a lot of information there. That basically the Planning Commission's motion to deny Serendipity Suite was that it was not a single-family residence and that there was no commercial in the area. That's the way it was platted, and that's the way it should be. We are here tonight to disprove the Planning Commission's motion to that they denied Serendipity Suite was not a single-family residence and that there was no commercial in the area by exhibiting concrete evidence that will solidify our case to get a special use permit that is required by local ordinance in Tannehill County. We believe the decision made by the county commissioners was made on false evidence and or lack of evidence, and we have new evidence of commercial property and businesses that were or are running in our neighborhood within the 600 square feet criteria. We believe that with the further information given that the previous decision should be reversed. I'm going to share evidence that we meet criteria as being a single family residence, that we meet the qualifications for a Division 3 special use permit, that the zoning that we are in has always been the same zoning in our neighborhood, that we are good neighbors and are about and care about our community. And then I have a reference letter to share. And my husband's going to be showing evidence that there are other businesses within 600 square feet of our residence. So what I have here is that. Okay, so the definition of a single family residence is, and this is in the MLS, is the most common type of home listed in the MLS. It's also known as single family detached. This means the home is a standalone structure with its own lot intended for one family. This is what we are. A single family has no shared property but is built on its own parcel of land. This is what we are. Single family home has its own private and direct access to a street or a thoroughfare. That is us. Only one set of utilities can service this home. This home is built as a residence for one family person or household whose owner has an undivided interest in the unit. Let's see. And this was something else reading on in a residential general, in a general residential area, property must remain residential first and foremost, which often means no more than 40% of it should be used for commercial purposes. And if you, in Taney County, it's been pretty confusing. I've worked with Scott a lot trying to understand all this with the zoning and everything, because we want to do what's right. We have our home, we have family come stay, we thought we could do a bed and breakfast, and so we just didn't think that it was basically going to be that big of a problem, I guess, per se. And so trying to determine, with us being a single family home, and that there is no actual written anywhere. Let me see where I have this written down here. Sorry. Papers. Okay, this was from per the county assessor's office and zoning office, that there is nothing listed anywhere that says in Taney County that any property is officially listed as a single family residence or multifamily residence. Hence, you cannot determine that we are not a single family residence. It's kind of like, I don't know, a dichotomy of trying to define what we are and what we aren't, because there's really nothing listed in the zoning per se that we are or aren't, but we follow the criteria in other locations. In Taney County, it's called either a use-specific zoning or performance-based zoning, and we are non-traditional zoning, and which means that we are not defined to a commercial or residential zoning. Taney County has always been this type of zoning, and other businesses have been established in neighborhoods and in our neighborhood under this type of zoning. So, and parcels are not specifically zoned, but are listed one or the other. So in our, let's see what I got here. This is a PRC work card that I got, and it says in here that we're residential, and then, but it's not listed per se as a single family unit, as a dwelling. And that's basically all the criteria that the Taney County offers. So I guess our argument is, why can